Good day, listeners, and welcome to another episode of TNTech's Power Chat. I am Annabelle Brasnell, and I'm again joined in studio by Mr. Rodney Latchman, the commercial manager at TNTech, to continue our discussion on the overall electricity standards and guaranteed electricity standards for service. Welcome again, Rodney.
Thank you, Ms. Brasnell.
On the last occasion, you went into detail about the overall electricity standards, which are a set of quality service measurements set out for TNTech by the RIC. Today, we want to discuss the guaranteed electricity standards. How would you describe the guaranteed electricity standards?
Well, Annabelle, guaranteed electricity standards are those standards where if there's a breach, if TNTech does not meet these standards, TNTech is required to compensate these customers for the breaches. In terms of the guaranteed electricity standards, there are 8 standards, 7 of which are automatic, and TNTech has systems in place to identify these breaches, and of course, we will compensate the customer appropriately. In terms of GS1, that standard requires the customer to make a claim to TNTech.
Okay, so let's start with the automatically compensated standards, and then we will end with the details on the GS1, which requires application.
We will start with GS2. TNTech must issue an electricity bill within 60 days for its residential and commercial customers, and within 30 days for industrial customers. TNTech's failure to meet this GS2 standard will result in the customer's electricity bill being credited with $50 compensation. Moving on to GS3, when a customer is disconnected for non-payment and the customer subsequently makes payment or signs a payment arrangement, the customer must be reconnected within 24 hours. TNTech's failure to reconnect the customer within 24 hours from the time of payment or the payment arrangement date and time will result in the customer's electricity account being credited with $118 plus VAT, which indeed is the reconnection charge. Regarding GS4, TNTech is expected to give 24 hours notice to our customers for our inability to keep an appointment made. If we do not meet the requirements of GS4, customers will be compensated with $50 being credited to their electricity account. GS5 deals with low voltage complaints. We must visit each customer who makes a report for a voltage correction within 24 hours. And we must correct the low voltage complaint fully within 15 working days. If we do not meet the requirements of GS5, our residential and commercial customers will be credited with $50 on their electricity account. On the other hand, our industrial customers will be compensated with $600 on their electricity account. GS6 requires that we must give our customers a substantive response to their written billing and payment queries within 15 days. Again, if we do not meet the requirements of GS6, all customers, residential, commercial, and industrial customers, will be credited with $50 on their respective electricity accounts. GS7 requires TNTech to complete all requests for new connection within 3 working days from the date of payment. Failure to meet the requirements of GS7 will result in that customer's electricity account being credited with $50. Under GS8, TNTech, where there's a breach to any of the GES standards, TNTech is required to compensate the customer for that breach within 60 days for our residential and commercial customers, and our industrial customers must be compensated within 30 working days. Failure to achieve the GES8 standard will result in the affected customer's electricity account being credited with $50.
Rodney, could you now explain in detail how GS1, which is the only standard that requires an application, how that standard works?
For GS1, TNTech is required to restore the electricity supply after the unplanned outage within 10 hours. If this is not done, residential and commercial customers are entitled to $60 compensation and industrial customers $600. Again, this credit will be applied to the customer's electricity account. For unplanned outages greater than 10 hours and less than 22 hours, the customer will be entitled to the first compensation. For outages greater than 22 hours but less than 34 hours, customer will qualify for second compensation. And for those customers who suffer an outage greater than and equal to 34 hours, those customers will qualify for a third breach. For each breach, for our residential and commercial customers, the compensation will be per breach.
So, Rodney, we know that such an extensive outage is highly unlikely, but we also know that if something like this does happen, that the customer is required to apply for the compensation. What is the process for applying?
Well, to apply for a compensation under GS1, there are two options. The customer may visit any one of our 14 customer service centers, or the customer can also forward to us a written complaint. I should also add that all claims under GS1 must be done within 3 months from the date of the breach.
Again, another reminder that the RIC has stipulated that these standards, GES 1 to GES 8, will not be in effect during a period of force majeure. That is, any situation that occurs where the circumstances are outside the control of TNTech. There you have it again, listeners. A full breakdown of the guaranteed electricity standards laid out by the RIC for TNTech, as well as the compensation that is due to customers in the unlikely event that TNTech breaches one of these standards. Thank you very much for joining us for Power Chat. We will be with you again next week to discuss other matters related to TNTech service and you, our customers. Have a good day.